Hello and welcome, everyone. My name is Matthew Spencer, and I'd like to thank you for listening into our weekly message at Christ Church International. We are a gathering of believers living for the dream of Jesus, souls from every nation, one at a time. We love Jesus, we love the Bible, and we love people. Since 1981, we have been sharing the good news of Jesus, and now we're thrilled to be at our new location in downtown Longmont, Colorado at 527 Main Street. Our key verse for this year is 1 Chronicles 11:9. David's stride became longer, his embrace larger, yes, God of the angel armies was with him. Also, the Lord prophetically spoke to us the first Sunday of the year, saying, "Listen to me, yield to me, take my hand and walk with me, and 2016 will be the year of greater achievements." And now, here is today's message.
Okay, let's pray over the Word of God. Father, we just thank you for speaking to us today, Lord. We thank you that your Word is alive. And Lord, it has the power within it to change us and to change our circumstances. So Lord, we just thank you for your word and we ask you to speak through it today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. What did I got? Nope. When I was getting ready to preach on Easter, I was just trying to get quiet before the Lord and a little nervous about what I was going to be saying. And the Holy Spirit very clearly said to me, the onus is on the Word. The onus is on the Word. And I thought I knew what onus meant, but I wasn't exactly sure. So I had to look it up. And if you don't know what the word onus means, it means responsibility or burden, the duty or weight. So when the Lord said that, it freed me up because I thought, I don't have to just like say something that's going to be like wowie zowie and everybody's going to go whoopee-doo, you know, and get all excited. I can just let the word do what the word does. The onus is on the word. The responsibility is on the word. The burden is on the word. If you put the weight on the word of God, yes, it will do the work for you. Excuse me. That is really a freeing thing when you know that, because you can apply that to every single area of your life and let the weight of the Word of God do the job for you. The Word is living. Okay, now one thing we know, and most of us already know, that the Word is divinely inspired. I had a talk with a lady, I was sharing with a lady today, this week, at a garage sale, and she didn't believe in God, but she's one of the things she told me was, anybody could have written that book. Why should I believe that book over anything else anybody else has ever written? Well, you know, I love how the word always backs itself up. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for, reproof, correction, training, teaching, and righteousness, instruction in righteousness. So the word says that it's divinely inspired. Okay, but now, so we know that. Most of us already know that. I hope you already know that part or have that in your heart. But it's more than that. The Word of God is more than that, even. The Word of God is a living force.
Yeah, that's right.
The Word of God is actually a living force. Proverbs 4:20 through 23, let's read that. It says, my son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart or escape from your sight, keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. So here the word, it says that the word is more than just inspired. It is actually a living force. It is life. God's word carries life within it to make that very thing come to pass. That all the promises of God we know are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So all the promises of God within them is the living force to make them actually happen, to come to pass. Okay, so now what can we reckon or you know, compare that to? It's compared to a seed. So simple. So simple. A seed. Do we actually know how seeds grow? Well, I know, you know, when you take science classes, they show you the, what is it, the cotyledon and the different this and that and how, but yet even then it doesn't really, how in the world can a seed, you know, grow and a tree to a tree and that tree grow fruit like an apple tree and those apples, you know, produce more seeds and who knows how many other trees that can come out of that one little tiny seed. So God, you know, he made seed time and harvest. That's he established that in Genesis, seed time and harvest principle. So everything works on that. Yes. Everything works on seed time and harvest. So, you know, when you're speaking the word of God, you're planting that seed. If you speak negative things, unfortunately, it works too.
Yes, it
does. So, you know, there's seeds, there's negative seeds, you know, that we can all say, you know, calling yourself stupid or, you know, oh, I'm always tripping over things. Well, do you find yourself always tripping over things? Is it because you always say that? But there's many things like that, you know, like, oh, I can never make ends meet. You know, we can never pay our bills. At the end of the month, we're always short. Well, start changing your seed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Start changing what you're sowing. And it's a bit of a mystery. You know, we don't really exactly know how that seed works, but it's a miracle, really. It's a miraculous thing.
Right.
So a seed carries within it that ability to multiply and increase. And God's word is seed. So it's the same exact thing. So whenever we take the word of God, and we know it's divinely inspired, but it's more than that, it's a living, active force. And there's life in it. When we attend to the word of God, it gives life. It gives life.
Yes.
So we nurture it. You know, if you have a seed and you just look at it, it's not going to do a whole lot if you leave it in that packet. You buy it. Okay, that's a good step. You bought it. Yay. Now it's sitting, you know, at home on the counter and it's just sitting there on the counter. How do I know this? I have some seed packs sitting on the counter that I haven't planted yet. Well, they're not going to do any good for me. They're not going to grow unless I put them in the ground.
Right.
And then I attend to them. Like in Proverbs 4, it says, attend to the word. Attend to it. Be attentive to it. Incline your ear to it. Don't let it escape from your sight. That's the part that where you're just nurturing the seed. Another word here, 1 Peter 1:23, is the word of God. To back up what we're talking about is incorruptible. It's incorruptible. So it says in 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. It's incorruptible, and that's another miracle that we can believe God. I know when we're sharing with people, you just very easily share the simple truth of the word, you know, that, you know, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, seed.
Yeah.
Imparted.
Yeah, that's right.
The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is free life through Christ Jesus. Seed.
Seed.
Plant the seed. Now they know. Oh, and their spirit goes, okay. The spirit of man goes, oh, I didn't know that everybody's sinned. And then, oh, I didn't know the wages were death. And they say that, but all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so then they go, oh, that's what I do. And it's all seed, 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 seed. And then when the person receives Christ, there's another miracle of seed. And that's the biggest miracle there is, that they're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. It's so exciting, born again for eternity. Then in Matthew 24:36, another thing that talks about that incorruptible nature of the seed, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So Jesus said that. Why won't his words pass away? Because they're a seed. They're eternal and incorruptible seed. Those words that Jesus spoke, they were seeds. And they will not ever pass away. They're eternal. They're incorruptible and they produce life. There's life in the seed. So, isn't this freeing to know that the responsibility is on the seed? The onus is on the seed. It's not on you. I mean, if you're trying, you may be struggling like, oh, I've got to make ends meet. I've got to have 10 jobs and I've got to do this and I've got to do that. Well, yeah, you need to work and you need to, you know, be diligent. But put the onus, put the responsibility on the Word of God. Yeah. Not when you take it off yourself and you put it on the Word of God, you're going to be lighter. You know, that yoke of heaviness and worry and anxiety is going to come off of you. And you're going to start seeing that success of the Word of God. So our responsibility is just to get the seed out there. Get the Word on your situation. Get the word on your situation.
Yeah.
It's like going to the store and buying the correct seed that you need at the garden store. You know, find out what you need. You're going to plant corn this year, or you're going to plant lettuce or whatever. Get the correct seed. So when you need peace in your heart, get the word of God on peace.
Yes.
Or when you need something fixed in your home with your family, get the word of God on family, you know, blessings. And you know, when you need to be addiction broken, find a word on that. And if any of you are like, man, I have no idea how to find this, just ask a few people. And I, you know, it's so easy now. Does anybody know how to use a computer? Just Google.
Google lots.
Just type in any subject, you know, and when it pops up a Bible verse, you go there. It's so simple. Is so much simpler than it ever was. All right, so get the word on your situation. Then begin to speak the word. That's like planting the seed in the ground. When you're speaking the word, you're planting it. You're doing something with it. It's not just sitting in the seed packet. You're actually doing something with it. So say it, speak it out. You know, God, that's how God made the heavens and the earth. By the word of his power, scripture says that the worlds were spun out because God spoke it. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. So we can do the same thing because we're created in his image. So we can speak it out too, speak out the word. Romans 10:8 says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. And I used to think, why doesn't it say it's in your heart and then your mouth? You know, I think that, yes, we have to get the word in our heart, but when we speak it out, it establishes and it confirms it in our heart.
Yes. Yes.
And it builds our faith. And you're sowing the word. You're doing what God does. He speaks the word. He spins it out. But the worlds are created by the word of his power. So, the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. You need to speak it out. By the way, you may be going, oh, by his stripes I'm healed. Or, my God supplies all my needs. But maybe you haven't really digested that word in like years. So it's gotten weaker. It's kind of like lost its punch. You know, you need to go back to the essence of the Word of God, and you need to dig into it again. You need to see it again, and you need to think about it and meditate on it again. And then you need to get it in your heart and your mouth and speak it out. And so, you know, don't just try to always be having faith off the top of your head. You've got to get it in your heart and think it, speak it, meditate on it, pray it out. Here's another verse, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You know, Joshua didn't just say, okay, everybody, let's go fight those Canaanites, Perizzites, Amorites, Jebusites, and Zaitzites. But knowing that he took the time to get before the Lord and get something in his heart, get the word of the Lord on the matter, find out what God was saying, find out what God was doing. And he obviously spoke it out, because he says, let it not depart from your mouth.
Yep.
He spoke out the word of God, the book of the law. He spoke the word. That was the word. That is the word. And you see that, the word produces, like the seed, the word produces good things. Success. Joshua 1:8 says it will make your way prosperous. So we all need prosperity in every area of our lives, whether it's our finances or our relationships or our jobs or our family situations or our health. So prosperity covers a lot of territory. It covers everything, really. So that's such a wonderful promise, that if you don't let it depart from your mouth, you're going to have success. And we've heard this for years. Mark's taught it, and Matthew's taught it. We've learned. We have to watch our tongue.
That's right.
So you can't say, oh boy, you know, I'm going to have good success, and oh man, that was stupid, or my refrigerator's about ready to break, or my car's an old junker and it's going to fall apart. You know, wait a minute. Start speaking the word out of, get the word on the matter, get the right seed, get the right seed packet, and start sowing it and speaking it and attending to it, as Proverbs 4 says, attending to it. All right, so get in agreement with the word. That's what you're doing. You're getting into agreement with it, and that will help be watering it and getting that seed to grow. And then Matthew has recently taught on the rest of faith. So I want us to look at Hebrews 4. You want to turn over there or get there on your phone or whatever. Hebrews 4, 9 through 11. There remains therefore a rest for the people of God, for he who has entered into his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall after the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful. Living, there it is. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Okay, so there's a rest of faith. So that's one of, you know what? That's your responsibility. God's is to make the word work. The seed of the word, yours is to rest. Yay!
That's good.
And to trust and lean on. You know, the support system is in the word. You know, when you lean on something, you don't want to lean on something that's going to be not supported well, some loose rocks on a cliff or something like that. You want to make sure that you're sitting or resting on something that's very founded, very strong, very stable.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're in the rest of faith, your work is resting on the stability of the word. And remember, the onus is on the word. So the responsibility is on the word. The burden is on the word. It's the load-bearing item. And you are just resting in it. Okay, so that's a super important concept, because you can say you're believing the word of God, and you start out the morning saying, oh, I believe in God, and then you worry the entire day. Have you ever been there? I know I have. Okay, so what you need to do is just let the burden be on the word. You know, get the word, plant the word, sow the word, say the word, believe the word. Now rest. And just don't worry about it. You may have to, you know, reactivate that occasionally. If the worry starts to come, or the fear, or okay, let's go back to the word. Let's see what we established here. What did God say? You know, renew your mind. Get it back and going again. Speak it out of your mouth again. But then rest again. Don't just worry. Just rest. Rest. Okay, and the word is alive. Isaiah 55:11 says, So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I sent it. That's how God operates. He sends the word out and it prospers. And you may not see results right away, but you just got to be patient because, you know, just like the seed, it is seed. I mean, the word is seed. Everything works on seed time and harvest. So, you know, I've been checking my seeds in my garden. Samantha and I went out and planted some seeds. Some of them are coming up. But if I go out there and I start digging around, where's my seed? Where's my seed? Before it's time, I'm going to wreck the whole thing. So you have to exercise the resting and the patience. But you have to know that it will not return void. But it will accomplish. When you send out the word in faith, it doesn't have the option to not work.
That's right.
No, Mark's taught that. It doesn't have an option to not work for you. Because the word of God is incorruptible seed. It's alive. It's living. It's perfect.
Jesus.
All you have to do is agree with it and speak it out of your mouth. It does not work. It always works. God's word always works. Ooh, that's exciting. We know in the Old Testament when a prophet of God, a real, genuine, right prophet, when he spoke the word, it always came to pass. Because that man of God would get hold of the word, he would find out what the word is, he would hear, he would speak, and it would happen.
Yep.
That's right.
When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and he said, there will be no, you know, you will not produce, you will die, you will not have any more fruit. Next day, no fruit, dead. Because he spoke it out. And it happened. The word came to pass. So I'm just challenging us that we need to get hold of the word on specifics and get the correct seed going. There's so many things, like if you're praying for your children. All my sons are taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. You know, children, all my children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace, their shalom. That's in Isaiah 55, I think? 54. So, if you've got children that are not okay, there's something wrong, or they're not serving the Lord, or they're on drugs, or just something's not quite right, just find a word on it, begin to speak. I know it's hard because you're fighting against a current of the world that's going downhill. And you're like going upstream, you know, against this, but the word will work.
Yep.
And so get a word on it, get a corruptible, incorruptible seed. All my sons or children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace, their shalom.
That's right.
And it just may seem like the opposite is happening. You may think this is just, when is anything going to change? Speak it out.
Speak the word. Speak
right.
The
but
word.
Don't just top of the head speak it out. Get it in your heart.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got it in your heart and then speak it out. For finances, you know, get something on the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Right.
From Psalm 23. He's promised to shepherd you and you'll never lack. So take that hold of that. I shall not want. For my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And for example, for health, you could just take it once again, that Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not escape from your sight, keep them within the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and healing to all their flesh. I love that scripture. Take a little time, get the word in there, sow it in there. So instead of sickness growing, healing will grow. Healing will begin to grow.
Yes.
If you just feel like, you know, you're not very successful and you don't know why, get hold of Joshua 1:8.
That's right.
It's book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but I'm going to meditate on it day and night, and I'm going to be careful to do according to all that is written in. For then my way will prosper and I will have good success.
Amen.
And personalize the word. You know, like I just did. I meditate on the word and then, you know, do it. And I observe it. I do what it says. My way is prosperous.
Amen.
So it'll help you start to see yourself in a new light too as well when you start saying, oh, I do this. You hear it, your mouth, you speak it, your mouth hears it, then you do it. And then it comes to pass. So in closing, let's just remember to keep the onus on the word of God. It's the one, it's what can bear the burden, is the word of God. Put your weight on the word, not on your own ability to make something happen in life. Put your weight on the word and be diligent, but rest. Get into that rest of faith and not works. Don't try to do it all by yourself. Get in, trust the Lord, and put your faith and hope and your trust in him and in his word. And we're going to see results.
Amen.
We're going to see results.
Yes.
In your life, in your families, in your children,
Amen.
In your finances, in your relationships. We're going to see results. As a matter of fact, just let me know, because I believe some of you are really, the word is going in you right now as I'm preaching.
Right.
It's seed.
Yes.
I believe it's going in you right now.
Amen.
And I want to hear your testimonies later when you see this word producing. We want to hear it. This church wants to hear it. Okay, so that's all. Let's pray. Lord, first of all, Lord, we love you.
Yes.
Father, we honor you above all else.
Yes.
We honor you, Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. We honor you. In this crazy world where people are going after false gods, or is every man for themselves?
Yes.
Father, no, we honor you. We believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And then, Father, we honor your word. Lord, we thank you that the word is living. We thank you, Lord, that it's incorruptible seed that abides forever, Lord. We thank you that it's living seed, eternal seed. And, Father, now we just determine that we're going to put our faith in you and our faith in your word. And the weight of it is on your word, Lord. We trust you. The onus is on the word. So, Lord, we come with a new, fresh love of your word right now. We love your word, Lord. We love that it's perfect. We love that it's life-giving. We love you because, Lord, Jesus is the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And, Father, we just determine now to put more and more, Lord, to operate in that sowing and reaping principle and putting our weight on the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Let's just take a moment to just make that in your heart right now. Just make a determination that you're going to live by the word of God, not by just circumstances of life. In your heart, and let's just make that determination. Thank you, Lord. And let just repeat after me. Let's just make a declaration. Lord, I determine,
Lord, I determine
to live by your word,
to live by your word
more than ever before,
more than ever before,
to trust you and your word with all of my heart.
To trust you.
And I thank you,
and I thank you,
that it will produce great things in my life.
That it will produce great things in my life.
And every need being met.
And every need being met.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. So let's just praise him right now. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
We
love you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to Christ Church International's weekly message. We declare that the things that God said he would do, now he is doing it. If you are ever in the Longmont area, we would love for you to join us for our Sunday gathering. We meet every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. in the heart of Longmont's Creative District in downtown. The address is 527 Main Street. That's near the intersection of 6th Avenue and Highway 287, which is Main Street in downtown Longmont. Are you on Facebook? Connect with us. Our page is facebook.com/Christ Church International. Our website is www.christchurchinternational.org. Our email is contact@innercourt.com. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 2125, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Thanks for listening, and we hope to hear from you soon.